This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation despite the continuing collision of the world of sports and the world of race-based politics. We will get to that. Examples of the very best and, well, maybe not the very worst in the world of sports, but some expressions that are embarrassing at the very least. We will get to that. We will also get to the rate of spending on this election, which is just crazy. And I don't know if anybody else has the same experience I do, but do you get political donation solicitations almost every day? Because I do, and it's still 2 months to the election. And there are a number of pieces that I think should lead anyone to question sending in some of that money that is desperately being begged for by campaigns on all sides. We will get to that, but first I posed a question before, which is, where is it that the New York Times, which leans to the left, and the Wall Street Journal, which leans to the center right, where is it that these two most influential newspapers in America, and they are, just agree in terms of the worst possible outcome for the election, which is taking place in less than 2 months? Okay, they agree that the worst possible outcome would be uncertainty. In other words, if the election is close enough and complicated enough with enough late ballots and enough contested ballots so that it becomes even worse than the election of 2000, which was bad enough. There's an editorial in the Wall Street Journal today, "Will Courts Pick the Next President?" And there's a nightmare scenario that appeared in the New York Times on Friday, which is worth considering. What will you do if Trump doesn't leave? Okay, let me do the New York Times piece first, because I don't agree with that one, and I think it's hysterical, and I think it's wrong. But it's worth considering, because it's not completely 1,000% out of left field. There's a column by David Brooks, and David Brooks is a lifelong Republican, self-described conservative, who, since he has been writing for the New York Times, has definitely moved over from a conservative point of view that he used to fairly consistently, or at least somewhat consistently, represent. David Brooks writes, "On the evening of November 3rd, Americans settle nervously in front of their screens to await election results. In the early hours, Donald Trump seems to be having an excellent night. Counting the votes cast at polling places, Trump is winning Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Florida, North Carolina, and many other swing states. Those states don't even begin processing mail-in ballots until Election Day. Yet Trump quickly declares victory. So do many other Republican candidates. The media complain that it's premature, but Trump world is ecstatic." And by the way, this part of what he's writing, it's almost surely going to be the case. If the election is close at all, in the early returns, Trump will be ahead. How do we know? And he'll be ahead substantially. It won't be close. Because Trump voters overwhelmingly have said that they are planning to vote in person. They're planning to come out and wait in line and vote in the polling place. a majority, an actual majority of people who say they plan to vote for Joe Biden are saying they're going to vote by mail. And what that means is their votes will be counted later. And in some cases, much later, as both the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal acknowledge. And Democrats know that as many as 40% of all ballots all across the country are mail-in and still being counted. And those votes are likely to be overwhelmingly for Joe Biden, but they can't control the emotions of that night. It's a gut punch. As the mail-in ballots are tallied, the Trump leads erode. But the situation is genuinely unclear. Trump is on the warpath raging about fraud. Within weeks, there are lawsuits and challenges everywhere. It's like Florida in 2000, but the chaos is happening in many states at once. Ballots are getting tossed because of problems with signatures or not getting tossed amid national frenzy. Trump says he won't let Democrats steal the election. He declares himself reelected. It's an outrage, writes David Brooks, but as when he used the White House for a campaign prop during his convention, who's going to stop him? And who indeed? Especially if the outcome is unclear. And look, this is one of those things. How could the outcome be unclear? According to the rules in various states, you have to have the ballot postmarked by Election Day. It can arrive later, but it has to be postmarked by Election Day. The people who have studied this have said there are thousands of ballots each year that don't have a postmark. You ever get that? I sometimes get letters, mailings, where there's no postmark. It just doesn't appear. It goes through the machines and they don't postmark it. So what do you do with a ballot that doesn't have a postmark and that may not be a valid ballot because it may not have been mailed on Election Day, may have been mailed afterward? This is the nightmare that we're looking at. And David Brooks goes on to basically say that Americans who want to avoid this outcome have to prepare basically to mass civil disobedience and demonstrations and a fight in the streets. Is he kidding? He says, if Trump claims a victory that is not rightly his, a few marches in the streets will not be an adequate response. There may have to be a sustained campaign of civic action, as in Hong Kong and Belarus. Now, Hong Kong and Belarus are against brutal dictatorial governments. I mean, no matter how much you may dislike President Trump, he is not Alexander Lukashenko in Belarus, who has been a singularly inept, evil communist dictator for 30 years in that country. That's not Trump. I mean, America is not Russia. It's not Belarus. And no, it's not Hong Kong under the dominion of the evil Chinese communist regime. We must be prepared for a sustained campaign of civic action, says David Brooks, as in Hong Kong and Belarus, to rally the majority that wants to preserve democracy that isolates those who would undo it. Two themes would have to feature in such civic action. The first is ardent patriotism. Okay. The country survives such a crisis only if most people's love of a nation overwhelms the partisan fury that will threaten to envelop us. The second is the preservation of constitutional order. Okay, but how do you preserve constitutional order? And the Wall Street Journal, in a somewhat similar editorial, is saying that the states have to take action now to prevent this from happening. What kind of action can they take? What kind of action must they take? And what about that COVID relief bill? Any chance for that? We will get to that and much more coming up on the MedVed Show. 1-800-848-9222. 855-1776.
Michael Medved.
That phrase may sound shrill or alarmist, but it's not.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
On the Michael Medved Show, the columns today, there are two of them in the Wall Street Journal. There's one of them in the New York Times from Friday. They're anticipating election chaos as we've never had before in the United States. President Trump's been warning about this, frankly. And a lot of people would say he may be contributing to it. by scaring people away from voting by mail. And look, this is a fairly desperate situation when there are people like David Brooks, best-selling author. He's had like three number one New York Times bestsellers. He's a very respected columnist for the New York Times. And he's talking about fighting in the streets. This is really like full-out 1968 nonsense. It's terrible. I remember being in college and going to a presentation. I remember exactly where I was. It was so shocking to me, and I argued with the guy afterward. It was a presentation given by the chaplain of Yale College, where I was in school. And his name was William Sloan Coffin. For people who read Doonesbury, he's Reverend Sloan in that cartoon strip. But in any event, he was saying that we're coming up to fighting in the streets, and you have to decide which side of the barricade you're going to be on. And this is between black and white, left and right. And there was fighting in the streets in America, but basically the system survived. And we went on to some great triumphs shortly, relatively shortly after that. And it just seemed crazy when people are talking about you're going to have to be in the streets to fight for America, to fight the other people with whom you may disagree politically. That's outrageous. And he said the second thing that has to feature such civic actions, as David Brooks, is the preservation of constitutional order through epic acts of self-discipline. The nonviolent civil rights marchers in the 1960s forced their foes to reveal that if there were to be any violence and anarchy, it would come from the foes. That's how the movement captured the moral high ground and won the mind of the nation. The process of mobilizing for an accurate election outcome before it is too late would be a struggle to preserve the order of our civic structure against the myriad foes who talk blithely about tearing down systems, disorder, and disruption. It may be how we rediscover our nation again. It is time to start thinking about what you would do. Now, it sounds here like he's afraid, and rightfully so, of both the crazies in the streets, who are already in the streets for the in the name of BLM or Antifa or you name it, but also the idea that the Trump administration wouldn't follow normal legal procedures, and those legal procedures are underway. This is an amazing story, is that the state of Georgia has very clear laws. And the laws say that it has an unambiguous deadline. If absentee ballots have not arrived before the polls close on election day, too bad. Because they don't want to drag on the counting and drag on the confusion. It seems to me a reasonable law, but in the twilight zone of 2020, writes the Wall Street Journal, everything is apparently up for grabs. Last week, a federal judge issued a preliminary injunction that orders Georgia officials to count all ballots postmarked by Election Day, even if they don't show up until 3 days later. The suit was filed by the New Georgia Project, a group founded by Democrat Stacey Abrams. Great. The judge expressed a reluctance to interfere with Georgia's statutory election machinery, but she concluded that the risk of disenfranchisement is too great. Similar lawsuits are taking place across the country. Pennsylvania Supreme Court last Tuesday accepted a lawsuit filed by the state Democratic Party. An official suggested last month in a separate case that ballots be counted if they arrive by November 6th, even if the postmark is missing or illegible. In Ohio, another crucial swing state, the League of Women Voters is challenging the process for verifying signatures. Minnesota has waived its rule, another swing state, that absentee ballots must be signed by a witness. And the state Supreme Court, weighing an appeal of that suspension, is weighing as an appeal of that suspension brought by President Trump's campaign. If the presidential election is decided by a whisker, with Donald Trump or Joe Biden leading by some thousands of votes in a few states, a court ruling could prove decisive. The pivotal jurisdictions will be flooded with Republican and Democratic lawyers, and the resulting chaos could resemble the 2000 Florida recount with smudged postmarks as the new hanging chads. The simple fact is that mass mail voting introduces slack into the electoral system, says the Wall Street Journal. Unrealistic deadlines are one problem. For an election held on November 3rd, there are voters in 10 states who can still request an absentee ballot on November 2nd. Now, that's crazy. What are they thinking? They're thinking that you'll fill out, somebody will fill out the ballot, and then you take it down and you drop it off at some polling station? This is nuts. People won't do that. During this year's primary season, an audit by the U.S. Postal Service's Inspector General found that more than a million ballots were sent to voters in the 7 days before an election, placing them at high risk of tardiness. In other words, if the ballot gets to you just 1 week before it's due back, that means that you have a very good chance that the ballot will arrive late. I mean, this is problematic, right? And there's a piece by a very pro-Trump columnist, Gerard Baker, for the Wall Street Journal. But he writes, I think very appropriately, that there is a larger crisis of legitimacy that haunts this election and beyond. Democracy rests on the fragile foundation of consent, primarily the consent of the losers to the outcome of an election. If the losers feel that they have been cheated, that the winners have played by a set of rules that have redefined politics in their own narrow interest, the losers may withhold their consent. The fragile foundations are eroded further. It's this, rather than specific concerns about mail-in ballots or voter suppression, that is the largest threat to post-election America, says Gerard Baker. And he's right. He's right. So what do we do about it? 1-800-955-1776. I'll tell you my thoughts very quickly. And we will also get to continued agitation in the world of athletics over the issue of race. That and more on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
Keep going. Don't ever stop.
The Michael Medved Show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We need it anymore. I put it up personally, like I did in the primaries last time. In the 2016 primaries, I put up a lot of money. If I have to, I'll do it here. Whatever it takes, we have to win.
President Trump saying he will add more money to the campaign if needed to help him win re-election. The president campaigning in Jupiter, Florida.
In a few moments, I will sign a presidential order extending the moratorium on offshore drilling on Florida's Gulf Coast and expanding it to Florida's Atlantic coast as well as the coasts of Georgia and South Carolina.
Top police leaders in Rochester, New York are retiring en masse amid criticism of the city's handling of the suffocation death of Daniel Prude. The city's police chief retiring, saying the events over the past weeks are an attempt to destroy his character and integrity. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The New York Times, actually this is the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal writes, if the presidential election is decided by a whisker, with Donald Trump or Joe Biden leading by some thousands of votes in a few states, a court ruling could prove decisive. The simple fact is that mass mail voting introduces slack into the election system, they write. Unrealistic deadlines are one problem. For an election held on November 3rd, voters in 10 states can request an absentee ballot on November 2nd. According to a report last week by the U.S. Postal Service's Inspector General, during this year's primary season, the more than a million ballots were sent to voters in the 7 days before an election, placing them at high risk of tardiness. They say don't blame the new Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy. He only took over on June 15th. Certainly had a lot of controversy since then. Some states try to factor in delays by counting ballot stragglers up to 10 days late in Ohio, as long as they're postmarked by Election Day. Alas, the audit finds that ballots are not always being postmarked as required. Ballots can also be rejected by local workers who eyeball a voter's signature to see if it matches the version on file. Okay, this spring with primary votings, the ballots that were discarded were 23,196 in Wisconsin, a state that Trump won by less than that last time. Some states give voters a week or 14 days in Illinois to cure bad signatures. Yet a study of Florida in 2018 found that mail vote rejection rates were twice as high for black as for white voters. The finagling over late ballots and messy signatures might stall the reporting of credible results. About a dozen states, including Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, don't begin even processing absentee votes until Election Day, per the National Conference of State Legislatures. In the absence of partisan skew, this might not matter, but a recent Journal poll says that 66% of Trump supporters intend to vote in person. Only 26% of Biden backers intend to vote in person. On election night, and this again is the Wall Street Journal, the electoral map might suggest a solid lead for Mr. Trump that is eroded as mail ballots are canvassed. What if Mr. Trump reprises his tweet from 6 days after Florida's 2018 elections for governor and senator? Quote, an honest vote count is no longer possible. Ballots massively infected. Must go with election night. That's what Trump said in 2018. Now, it turns out they were able to continue counting, and the Republican won for governor and the Republican won for senator. So President Trump was happy. But remember Hillary Clinton's advice a couple of weeks ago. She said Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances, because I think this is going to continue to drag out. What happens to our country in that point? The fight would probably drag out in the courts. It's, say it's mid-November, and absentee ballots are being counted in a key state. Although Mr. Trump retains a modest lead, mail votes are breaking 3-1 for Mr. Biden. Okay. They write in the Journal, the best way to prevent this Democratic debacle is to act before things go this far. If states tighten ballot deadlines now and prepare to process mail votes before Election Day, it would cut the risk of an outcome that causes half the country to claim it's illegitimate. With each lawsuit that puts the count into the hands of judges, this nightmare gets much more likely. They're right. And honest to goodness, the president and Joe Biden should be able to get together on this. They're going to be in Pennsylvania. I think it's tomorrow. I know at some point this week they're both going to be in Pennsylvania, in Shanksville. So on September 11th, it's to commemorate the anniversary. So it's Thursday, is it? In any event, they're going to be in the same place. And that's a good reason. So that's Friday. It's this coming Friday. So get together and agree on this, that send representatives, negotiate things out, get this thing clear. Because, first of all, President Trump can't stop states from allowing mail-in ballots. And Joe Biden has no power to do anything. He's not an elected office holder right now, but he's a leader of the Democratic Party. And he can certify, maybe even set up a commission in advance to try to deal with some of these disputes. The other thing that can happen is I am not entirely convinced that this election is going to be a nail biter, that it's going to be as close as 2016. And I don't mean in terms of the popular vote. I think the popular vote could be very close. But I think it'll be much more clear in terms of the Electoral College, where last time there was almost a freakish situation where in five utterly crucial states, you had margins that were 1% or less. And this time, who knows? A lot depends upon the debates, which are coming up, believe it or not. September 29th is the first one. What's fascinating about that debate, and to think about, is Chris Wallace is the sole moderator. It's not Chris Wallace and a panel. It's just Chris Wallace and the two guys, Biden and Trump. Meanwhile, something positive from the world of sports. There's a UFC fighter named Bobby Green, and this is clip 8, who was just in a match that he won in the octagon. And afterward, he invited his trainer, who happens to be white, Bobby Green is black. He invited his trainer to come on screen with him. Listen.
Yeah, come here, come here, come here. So we've been fighting right now in this time in our country. We're doing this whole Black Lives Matter. Everyone's fighting, everyone's looting. This is my father. I was born in foster care. I didn't have a mother or a father. They gave me away. My father wasn't fit to be my father. This is my dad here, Jacob Benny. He's been there since the beginning. He's done everything. He laid his life down for me, and I lay his life down for him. I don't judge any man on the color of their skin, but the content of their character. We're here. We love. It doesn't matter what color it is. It's all about love. You can't beat hate with hate. You beat hate with love. So everyone out there, please stop fighting. Please come together. We can't beat it that way. With love.
It's a great thing to hear from a UFC fighter, isn't it? And a great story. And he deserves a certain level of attention. Maybe more than the instructor, the so-called anti-racism instructor, who tells a room full of white people they're all racist subhuman demons. Now, does that count as racism? If a white instructor told a class full of black people you're all racist subhuman demons, can you imagine there might be consequences? This is fairly extreme. We will get to that. And more on the electoral spending, which is on the way to breaking all records. There's actually suddenly concerns apparently in the Trump campaign about being outspent by Biden. Why? We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. Now, demand for physical. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Michael Medved show, there is a college football announcer, and I can understand why somebody who works as a college football announcer would be upset right now. I mean, not a lot of college football going on. But the college football announcer is named Kirk Herbstreit. And let me mention that this is somebody who is white. And he had this to say while he was on the air and got deeply, deeply upset and moved. Listen.
What will lead to change? And I really think, I was talking to David Shaw, the head coach at Stanford, who really, he and I had a great talk. I loved listening to his wisdom and his thoughts. And he shared a quote to me and reminded me from Benjamin Franklin. He said, justice will be served, justice will not be served until those who are unaffected are as outraged as those who are. And I think that's what I mean when I think the black community is hurting. If you've listened and the word empathy and compassion over these last 4 months, how do you listen to these stories and not feel pain and not want to help? You know what I mean? It's like wearing a hoodie and putting your hands in 10 and 2. Oh, God, I better look out because I'm wearing Nike gear. Like, what? What are we talking about? And so you can't relate to that if you're white, but you can listen and you can try to help because this is not okay. It's just not.
It's not.
And we got to do better, man.
Okay, we certainly do need to do better. But the idea, and this is at the very, very core of what really should be a national debate, not just a session of expressing solidarity and concern. There is a demand for change. And the question is, what would be the number one change that could benefit very real suffering and inequality, and I know blighted dreams and all the rest of it. What could be the number one change that could do something that would actually benefit the black community? And I know. It's an end to racism. Racism is already illegal. And it's been illegal for 50 years. Does it exist? It does. Burglary has been illegal for a long time, too. Rape has been illegal. There's still burglaries and rapes. There's still people who break the law, and there's still people who break the law and behave in a racist manner. But if you want to talk about something that really could make a day-to-day difference, look at the number of people who get shot every day somewhere in America by gang violence. By the violence of the same kind of people, by the way, who are doing the looting. The violence of criminals. And yes, America is much better in that regard, and America is much better for black people in that regard than it was, say, 30 years ago. But we've had a terrible blip this year. It may have something to do with the coronavirus. And yes, it's a terrible thing that that black people are more victimized and suffering more from COVID-19 than any other group in the society. There's some concerns that Native Americans, and maybe even worse. But has there been even one credible story of the reason for that suffering being black people being turned away from getting medical care they need? Or getting the ambulance services? Or I do think that the idea that people talk about, okay, you have to keep your hands on the wheel when police come over. What is wrong with that? That's common sense. That's what I would hope my son would do. And I was talking to rock star Greg Tomlin about this morning. He said, look, his dad, who's a physician, he's been on the show, of course, Dr. Tomlin, his dad had the talk with him. If you get stopped by a cop, don't make trouble. I mean, today there's a case, and I don't even know what the racial identity of the suspect here is, but the suspect died. And what happened is police were arresting him. There was a warrant for domestic violence and for illegal gun possession and illegal operation of a vehicle and all kinds of things. They arrested him. No violence, no damage. They put handcuffs on him. But as they were walking him over to the police station, which wasn't apparently far away, he bolted. And he jumped into the bay in Florida. This is in Pinellas County, Florida. And he jumped into the bay, but he had handcuffs on. And he drowned. And it's terrible that he drowned, and it's terrible that any prisoner, however, if you're going to try to jump into a body of water while there's still handcuffs on your wrists behind your back, it's not going to go well. It's a terrible thing. And in the midst of all of the terrible stories that are out there, and maybe people would like a little bit of relief going to medieval China. Remember I was talking before about Mulan. Mulan was shot partially in China, the new live-action Mulan, and partially in New Zealand. The director's from New Zealand. And I do think it's the height of hypocrisy that Disney feels okay with China suppressing Hong Kong and brutally there, and China brutalizing Uyghurs nearby, that they shot part of this movie not far from where Muslim Uyghurs are being horribly abused. In any event, then they said, no, they don't want to shoot anything in the state of Georgia because they don't like pro-life legislation that was passed by the Georgia legislature. Leave that aside. Is this movie actually worth seeing? I do think in many ways it's better than the animated version, but that was not a great movie. What about the new Mulan, which is available on Disney Plus? Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
The Disney Company continues its practice of releasing glossy, live-action versions of animated favorites. This time it's the turn of Mulan, about a medieval Chinese girl who disguises as a boy in order to fight in defense of the empire. It's now streaming on Disney+. Plus.
Do or die, pretending to be something you're not.
Yet here I stand, proof that there is a place for people like her.
The big plus in this ambitious production is the gorgeous recreation of the exotic world of Imperial China more than 1,000 years ago. There are moments of real emotion and some stirring battle scenes, but the dialogue is unbearably clunky, and a subplot about a witch who takes the form of a falcon undermines the efforts at historic recreation. Rated PG-13, with violence and danger that makes it unsuitable for small children, 2.5 stars for the visually magnificent but dramatically flawed Mulan. And on the Michael Medved show, there was a hint of trouble when a movie that's based on a previous animated film, and the new one doesn't have any Eddie Murphy in it as a little wisecracking orange dragon, Mushu, who's supposed to help protect Mulan. It doesn't really have much humor at all. But there is some material about Mulan smelling bad because she is unable to bathe, because that would reveal the fact that she's impersonating a male. It's hilarious. The problem that's hinted by the film, there are 4 different credited screenwriters. And when it takes 4 different credited screenwriters to come up with something based on an already successful animated film, well, again, some of the writing is just sounds like a fortune cookie. And it doesn't work that well. Speaking of working that well, how's it going to work when a very woke instructor, and this is on tape, teaches a room full of white people that they are, quote, racist, subhuman demons? A way to promote understanding, brotherhood, togetherness. And BLM protesters take over at McDonald's and they assault the black manager. Why? We will get to that. Plus, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who was President Trump's press secretary, what surprises would she expect from her former boss as he pursues his re-election in this greatest nation on God's green earth? This is Michael.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.